as they did all those years ago.
So this is what you've left us, a cowboy with a smoking gun, a horse and its companion, riding alone into the setting sun. A million hearts, a million minds have lived and
Brian Harvey gave us a world of innovative music and technology. His wife, Catherine, gave us a world of mirth. Their two children shared joy with everyone they knew. In memory of this loving Richmond family, their friends and relatives have established the Brian and Catherine Harvey Family Memorial Endowment at the Community Foundation, with all contributions benefiting music, visual art, and performing arts in the Richmond community. You have the power to turn tragedy into triumph. Call 330-7400 or go to tcfrichmond.org.
All right, you're listening to the Brian Harvey Tribute here on WDC Richmond 90.1 FM, the voice of UR, where it's at 11:02. Studio is still loaded with friends and bandmates of Brian, and we're having a great time here tonight playing his music. We just heard an interview with John Wirt from the Daily, not the Daily Bugle, right? That was from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It was done in California around the time that they got signed.
1987.
Summer
of 87.
Almost 20 years ago, that interview, and that was when they got signed to Rhino Records. Well, this I'm going to have to be hitting out here pretty quick, so I just wanted to say I really appreciate you having me up here this year as much as I did last year.
Thank
I'm
you
really
for coming.
I'm
bringing memories and music and all that.
All right. Well, Todd, before I head out, this one is for you, okay?
Brian Harvey gave us a world of...
Yeah, we heard that. Okay, well, but don't forget to make a donation to the Brian and Catherine Harvey Foundation, www.tcfrichmond.org. Adios, amigos.
About the night before and everything I said, I made lots of promises I know that I can't keep, so I'll do them tomorrow. That seems like a pretty good idea to me. Life is moving faster, I can feel it every day. I've got trouble keeping up to what other people say. Big problems in the world, just a social squirrel, but I'll do it tomorrow. That seems like a pretty good idea to me. What's wrong with tomorrow? I'm watching him and who's watching me? Out my window there's nothing where a city used to be. Phone line dead, the power gone, there's nothing on TV. The general with his horse whip, he makes him dance, he makes him trip on a crack in the sidewalk. Come the rains and come the flood, wash away our flesh and blood. Fill in the sod, beneath the mud, there's a crack in the fatal
up your spine. Got a feeling that you can't define. You got no ideas and you got no time, cause there's a crack in the sidewalk. Come the rain and come the fun, wash away our flesh and blood. Below the sod, beneath the mud, there's a crack in the
time. I have a vision.
I have a vision.
I have a vision of nonviolence.
I have a vision of love.
What is your vision for nonviolence in our community?
Help create a pledge of nonviolence for Greater Richmond. Send in your vision by Friday, April 20th.
You can sing it,
build it,
paint it,
film it,
however you want to do it.
Send it by mail to notwiththesehands.org, P.O. Box 12226, Richmond, Virginia 23220. Or do it online,
www.notwiththesehands.org. Create a vision of nonviolence.
It's your community, so make it your pledge.
And make sure you do go to the website, notwiththesehands.org. All sorts of information, great resources, links to all sorts of things. And, of course, the request for artistic statement, as they were just talking about. All right, we got Todd over here, too. Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you doing? Just want to let everybody know we are streaming as well.
We are online, wdce.org.
Our stream is strong tonight,
Our stream is strong.
Hi.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Todd. All right, so let's see. We heard, what did we hear? I didn't write it down. Sugar Fix from Gutterball. And we heard Family Tree from Tantella, which was an in-house request. We also heard Crack in the Sidewalk from House of Freaks. Family Tree also, House of Freaks. And we have a request. And what did I queue up here? I think it's from Cakewalk. What did we put in?
Cakewalk.
Ants. Ants from House of Freaks by in-house special request.
You're not disturbing us. I was wondering when you were going to be giving me a call.
Hey, good to see
Bev.
You.
We'll be right back.
All right, we just heard from Sparkle Horse. Someday I will treat you right from, now how do we say this? Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot?
Yes, you got it perfect.
Is that kind of like Isaac Hayes? What is it? A cyberbolic mist? See, now I can't even do it. Super dualistic. Anyway, go ahead.
You mean the Isaac Hayes album Chocolate Chip?
No. Hot Buttered Soul. Super gullet.
That was recorded at the old Sound of Music where Mickey's Big Mouth.
The Sparkle House Horse, of course, is what we're talking about. Not the
which
Isaac
is
Hayes.
Another brilliant, you know, first takes kind of thing where there's all this feeling and mistakes, which I like practice tapes better than finished product.
You like the real feel, huh?
That's what's cool about the Sparkle Horse albums. I mean, I know that they ironed out a lot of things, but there's a lot of stuff on there that's first take, drums or bass. And
so, Armstrong, did you play on that Sparkle Horse?
Yeah. I play on track two, which I think is really cool if you want to hear some mistakes. But actually, Johnny didn't play drums on this. It was John Gottschalk's David from Gainesville, Georgia.
Huh.
Really, he plays great on it. And then Spirit Ditch is a nice song in here with me and Johnny. But it's sort of like the after Gutterball tour rhythm section on some of these songs.
Hmm.
And then, of course, early Gutterball, because Bob's all over this album, too. Bob Root.
And Brian, too, right?
And Brian. It's all incestuous. Everybody's like first and second cousins in the music scene.
It's a Virginia thing.
Yeah.
Maybe not coincidentally, but Sparkle Horse is playing tonight at on L.A., and Johnny Hatt is on tour with him right now. So I don't know if he's listening, but he's out apparently in John Silva's house, I think is the story,
right
now. So there's some Sparkle Horse from a few years ago. What year was this? Any idea? A few years
back.
90-something?
92 or 3.
92 or 3, really? That long ago? How about that?
Well, if he's at John Silva's, he's enjoying the finest of champagne before the gig.
Getting all psyched for the musicianship. Okay, well, let's see. We heard Sparkle Horse, as we just said, Someday I Will Treat You Right. Before that, we heard House of Freaks, Ants, from Cakewalk, by request. And we have another. Do we want to share any other stories? Kobe, you want to toss in any info?
I have no stories.
You
whatsoever.
Have no stories.
Have
come
no
on.
No stories.
I find that hard to believe.
I do have stories about the solo record, which we've only played a couple things, and we might play one or two more.
Yes.
That was a really cool record that Brian did when he was living on Churchill. And he did it mostly on his own with just a little bit of help. But he did almost everything on an 8-track cassette recorder, which is an unusual thing. And I think some other big demos and that were later hits were made on that machine. In any case, it's a really cool record, and we're trying to figure out how to release it and get it out there because it's so personal and so beautiful and very intimate little record. There's none of the big 80s sound or the big 80s hair on that record.
We had some old photos with Johnny Hot's hair.
I think we played My Blue Machine, which is what he chose to be the lead-off cut, I think. And I think that's all we've played. There are two cuts from on his tribute CD, Remember Me Well. But
there's two more online, apparently, in Garage
two,
Band.
There may be two others online somewhere. But
what about the one he and Steven... Has that been played?
I don't think so. What's it called? It's Lonely at the Top. We could do that one. That's a beauty.
That's a beautiful song.
We should get a hold of that one. We'll put that up in a minute.
The Energy Crisis is thinking about covering that song. So
that's right.
It would be a good one to listen to. We probably have to cue it up, though, right?
Yeah, we'll have to find it.
So we'll have to play something
else. So we'll have to do something else while we're finding.
Todd, what are you doing? You're switching stuff around. What do we have queued up at the moment?
We have. No,
here comes something.
Okay. We got some other stuff.
By the way, this is the Teen Hour. A lot of these selections are chosen by a young teen, and so this goes out to all you young
Maisie
kids out
Zucchini's.
There. Yeah, this is Maisie Zucchini show. This is
the
Zucchini show, and here we go. Are you ready to hit it, Maisie?
How you doing?
Come over here and hit this button.
She's going to hit this button. Check it out.
I fought the
chains that shackled you. I made them me get down on their knees. Oh, I stood up high on this lonely mountain top, speaking tongues like I was only talking. Shot my words as gold. I part the waters with mine own hands. I own your souls and I own your brain. Oh, I, unafraid in the valley of my death, took my lips and tore them from my chest. My words of gold were cut in stone. But in the dead of night, when everything is quiet, there's a the pharaohs in the sea. I seized the mighty acts of power till nothing on earth could hinder me. Oh, I, all alone with this cross upon my back, the perfect light of illusion turns to black. My words of gold and crumble stone. But in the dead of
thank you. I said just song. Okay, so, dedicated to Ruby.
All right, hang on just one second. All right, so let's. This CD is deciding not to work all of a sudden, which is a real darn shame because it's beautiful stuff. Brian's solo record. Do we want to try it?
But you know what? He wouldn't mind. He'd go,
try another one? Or. Okay. All right, so
Brian wouldn't mind. Don't worry about it. Oh, here we've got one coming up. Number two. This is one that very few people know. Brian wrote this, and very few people realize he did. This is a Harvey tune. And you want to dedicate it, Maisie?
This song is dedicated to Ruby. Chimney tops, that's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why?
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful. Thank you, Brian, for... I think you wrote that song. Isn't it Harold Harver? Anyway, in any case, this next tune is from the solo record, Wild Wild South, that, like I said, we'll figure out a way to get it out there. And this one's called... which one is this we're playing, fellas? No. Tell Everybody Hello. Here's a real message from Brian.
Caught in the blizzard, caught in the snow. no feeling.
We were.
I don't know how to work this thing.
We were all right. So we're on the air, Kobe. So.
Hey, hello.
Hey. So we were discussing how Brian was recording in the basement, right? And these sounds.
He was actually recording. That song is so interesting. He was recording upstairs, but he took the machine downstairs in order to get a piano track, and he took the machine downstairs to do the piano track. Excuse me. And that teapot you hear was Kathy's teapot. It was actually on the track, and it was in real time, and it was, you know, the tea was ready, just at the right spot in the song, and also. The telephone rang, that kind of 1940s sounding telephone they had. Go ahead, Army.
Is the telephone and teapot all on the one track?
I believe so.
Telephone happened on another recording.
I think they're all on the same track. The piano.
It fits beautifully.
It does. It's perfect. And sometimes when you've got love and harmony, things are perfect. And I think that's an example of that.
Well put.
Perfection.
By the way, if there are two other songs that you can be heard online if you go to garageband.com/wildwildsouth. I think that will take it to, you might have to put garageband.com/artist/wildwildsouth. But at any rate, there are two songs from Brian, I guess just from a couple of years ago, that he posted online and was getting some reviews. And by the way, thanks to Steve Wynn for sending the email mentioning those things. I have a cassette here that Lewis Harris brought up earlier in the day, and it's a demo from House of Freaks. He says thinks it's around 1990. Lewis was going to audition to play with the band, so I guess he was listening to the songs from this tape to prepare. Ooh. Last year when we did this show, he called in and said about how he went to the audition and Brian started playing, and you know, Lewis had his bass strapped on, but he was watching Brian and was just so kind of blown away by Brian's playing that he forgot to play the bass, so he flubbed his audition. But anyway, this was the demo tape, and I just love just looking at this tape because it's an artifact of the 80s, early 90s for sure. It's got that piece of masking tape over the hole on the cassette so you can record over.
It's extremely gnarled. It's gnarled out.
And they just recorded in the back of some other things. So hopefully this will actually play. So let's, and I'm not even sure exactly what song it is, but it's House of Freaks circa 1990. And let's see if this thing will go. Like, take a second to kick in here.
I hear it. I apologize for every time I hurt you, for every time that I hurt you. This inside my chest, it's falling and it's
night, but don't talk at night. My babe's like a hurricane. Number two's just not the same. My girl, she don't need any other guys. They all start to sweat when she walks by.
All right, we're going to hear some live gutter ball from Flood Zone. Is that right, Armstead?
Yes, this was a reunion in 2003 for MS, put on by Garth and Max from the Positive Vibe. It was before they opened the restaurant.
And, Positive Vibe Cafe.
They got gutter ball back together after 7 years. And,
wow.
And the practice was really fun. It was just like yesterday. And this is a live, somebody in Holland recorded it, put it on CD.
How about that? All right, so it's Transparency is the name of the song, right? I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's Transparency.
It's from Weasel.
Okay, here we go. Live gutter ball from the Flood Zone from 2003.
I'm gonna make you mine. When the moon hits your eye like.
Okay.
When I lay down my head, bound for heaven or hell, after all said and done, please remember me well. You can dance on my grave, you can ring out the bells, you can drink to my health, but remember me well. Sing a soldier's lament, hear the stories he tells. If you all shed a tear, please remember me well. When my ship's going down and the band plays its knell, when the mast disappears, remember me well.
It is 12 midnight. You are listening to WDCE Richmond 90.1 FM. This is Fontaine, and Todd Ranson has been up here, and Mike Joyner has been up here as our three DJ hosts of the Brian Harvey Musical Retrospective. We've had many, many guests, and still with us are Kobe Betty and Armster Welford. Thanks, you guys, for coming up and participating and bringing extra music and many good stories and all sorts of things.
Hey, it's a sure bet.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for making it across the river with your full collection of stuff, Armstead. I had to make two trips to get over here, but that worked out.
Well, we had such a good time, you know, at our age. It's kind of creaky at this hour, but listening to this, Brian.